Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. We begin in Washington, where President Donald Trump put pen to paper yesterday, signing a $10 billion border security funding bill into law. Fox News reports the measure, narrowly passed by Congress Monday night, greenlights 200 miles of new border wall and hires 5,000 additional Border Patrol agents. Trump, speaking at a White House ceremony, called it a massive win for safety, tying it to his pledge to curb illegal crossings and drug trafficking, a move that's already sparked cheers from supporters in border states. The Washington Post offers a different angle, highlighting protests that flared up nationwide. The Post reports thousands marched in cities like Los Angeles and Chicago, slamming the bill for slashing housing and education funds to pay for what critics call a symbolic wall. Organizers, per the Post, argue it prioritizes politics over people, with some lawmakers vowing court challenges over the cuts. The Post says tensions boiled over near the Capitol, where police used tear gas to disperse crowds, a sign of deeper unrest. Reuters steps back for the broader view. Reuters reports Mexico's government issued a stern warning, hinting at trade retaliation if Trump follows through on tariff threats from last week. With $800 billion in annual trade at stake, Reuters says businesses are bracing for price hikes on goods like cars and food. The White House insists it's about security, not economics, but the bill's ripple effects are already rattling neighbors and markets alike. This one's splitting the nation. Some see a safer border, others a budget betrayal. We'll keep you posted as this unfolds. Next, we head to Texas, where Tesla's woes are deepening. Federal authorities expanded their criminal probe into last week's explosion at Tesla's Austin Gigafactory, which injured 12 workers. The Blaze reports the FBI and OSHA now suspect sabotage or gross negligence, with evidence pointing to a tampered machine. The Blaze says this comes as workers prep for a strike today, furious over alleged safety lapses tied to CEO Elon Musk's push for speed, claims Tesla's fighting hard to dismiss. CNN digs into the human toll, noting two workers remain in critical condition. CNN reports whistleblowers told investigators Tesla bypassed safety checks to meet quotas, a charge Musk called baseless, in a fiery press call Tuesday. Fresh off a Trump TV spot, he's juggling this mess in his government efficiency role, with some saying he's stretched thin. CNN says the plant's still shut, and families are demanding accountability as the probe heats up. Bloomberg News frames the business hit. Bloomberg reports Tesla's stock slid 4%, with production delays threatening its EV lead rivals like Waymo are circling. Analysts, per Bloomberg, see this as a test for Musk, whose hybrid cybercab tweak announced Monday isn't calming nerves. In Austin, it's jobs versus justice, with workers set to picket and markets watching every move. Shocks turning to anger. Accident or intent? This story's got legs and we'll bring you updates as the feds close in. Next, we shift to a dramatic exodus in Trump's administration. Tuesday, 21 staffers from the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, resigned en masse, protesting plans to dismantle public services. Newsmax reports the group, led by mid-level managers, blasted co-director Elon Musk in a scathing letter, accusing him of pushing cuts that gut vital programs like housing and health care. Newsmax says they walked out after Musk floated firing feds who don't justify their jobs, a plan X posts are buzzing about. NPR unpacks the letter, noting the staffers, some career civil servants, claimed they couldn't fulfill their duties under Musk and co-director Vivek Ramaswamy. Slash and burn vision. NPR reports this follows last week's order to axe $50 billion in spending, with yesterday's resignation signaling deeper unrest. Musk hit back on X, calling them dead weight, while Trump praised Doge as a swamp drainer in a statement. The Wall Street Journal frames the stakes, saying Doge's push backed by Trump aims to shrink government fast, but this revolt could stall it. The Journal reports Wall Street's watching, with markets steady but wary of policy gridlock. Allies abroad, per the Journal, are nervous about aid cuts, too. For now, Doge's down hands, and Washington's abuzz. Some see a purge, others a breakdown. This one's a power play, efficiency or erosion. We'll bring you updates as Trump and Musk respond. Our fourth story takes us to the streets of America, where federal workers escalated their fight against President Trump's austerity push. Tuesday, thousands of government employees launched a nationwide strike, halting operations from tax offices to national parks. The Daily Caller reports the walkout, sparked by last week's executive order to cut $50 billion in federal spending, saw workers in over a dozen cities demand job security. The Caller says they're targeting Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, blaming it for plans that could axe up to 50,000 positions. MSNBC digs into the chaos, noting the strike's crippled services. Think delayed Social Security checks and shuttered park gates. MSNBC reports unions rallied outside DOGE's D.C. headquarters, accusing co-directors Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy of dismantling America's backbone, with cuts to housing and veterans programs. Trump hit back an oppressor, calling it union thuggery, and vowing no retreat. Supporters cheered his resolve. BBC News steps back for the stakes, saying this is the biggest federal strike in decades. BBC reports the economic toll's mounting. Lost productivity could hit millions daily, while allies abroad worry about aid programs on the chopping block. Congress, per BBC, is split, with some pushing to pause the cuts, others backing Trump's lean government vision. For now, picket lines stretch coast to coast, and talks are nowhere in sight. This one's a standoff. Jobs versus reform. We'll keep you posted as the strike digs in. Next, we move to New York City, where a subway killer's fate is taking shape. Yesterday, prosecutors announced they'll seek life without parole for Daniel Ortiz, the 29-year-old charged in Saturday's Brooklyn subway shooting that left 3 dead and 4 wounded. Breitbart News reports Ortiz, arraigned yesterday afternoon, pleaded not guilty to murder and weapons charges tied to the Atlantic Avenue rampage. Breitbart says cops found a loaded handgun and a chilling note in his apartment, hinting at a planned attack, though no motives locked down yet. CNN fills in the human cost, noting the victims, a teen, a transit worker, and a retiree, were random targets in a packed train. CNN reports Ortiz's rap sheet includes petty theft, but this leap to mass violence stunned his neighbors. Mayor Eric Adams, battling his own corruption case, doubled subway patrols, per CNN, while Governor Hochul pledged state funds for cameras. Moves meant to calm a jittery city still reeling from the weekend bloodbath. The Associated Press broadens the lens, saying this case reignites New York's gun debate. AP reports Ortiz faces a federal hate crime probe, too, with early signs he targeted diverse riders. Details prosecutors are tight-lipped on. The city's transit system, per AP, is under fire again, with riders demanding more than promises. For now, Ortiz sits in jail, and grieving Big Apple waits for justice. Pain's raw. Random horror or deeper rot? This story's got staying power, and we'll bring you updates as trial looms. Our final story keeps us in D.C., where a federal judge threw a wrench into Trump's efficiency machine. Tuesday, a U.S. District Judge granted a preliminary injunction blocking the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, from mass firings of federal workers. Newsmax reports the ruling came after the Office of Special Counsel sued, arguing DOGE's plan to axe thousands who don't justify their jobs by email violates civil service laws. Newsmax says Trump and DOGE co-director Elon Musk raged on X, calling it judicial overreach, strangling their reform push. NPR digs into the details, noting the injunction follows Monday's DOGE staff resignations and yesterday's nationwide worker strike. NPR reports the judge questioned DOJ's structure and operations, hinting it might lack legal footing. Music to unions' ears as they fight cuts targeting $50 billion in spending. Musk's weekend email demand, per NPR, sparked this mess, with workers now safe until a full hearing next month. Trump vowed an appeal, framing it as a war on lazy bureaucrats. The Wall Street Journal zooms out to the stakes. The Journal reports markets dipped slightly yesterday, with investors nervous about gridlock, stalling Trump's agenda. Think border funds and tax breaks. Abroad, per the Journal, allies wonder if U.S. governance can deliver. For now, DOJ's on pause, and federal offices are half empty as strikers watch the courts. Reform or rebellion? We'll bring you the latest as this legal slugfest rolls on. I appreciate your time today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Every moment you spend with me is valuable, and I thank you for it. As always, stay informed and stay balanced.